This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Well, I know it's cold almost all over the world, not just in the United States, but of course it is winter. Down here in the south, it is cold and rainy. But to us, this is more like a disaster because we're not used to the cold weather. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to tackle an issue that we have talked about a couple of times before. An issue that may not necessarily be important to you, and you may not know much about it, which is the negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I'm not really sure how much you actually know, but I'm going to assume that you are not a freshman on the subject, but you are either a sophomore or a junior. Now, I know some of you are seniors and probably masters on the issue of the Palestinians and the Israelis. We know that Israel was established back in 1948 on land that was occupied by the British. And through the Balfour Declaration, England promised Palestine to the Jews if they help in the First World War. They promised them that once they defeat the Ottoman Empire, that Her Majesty government will actually give that land to the Jews, and they did. They gave it to the Jews. The Jews established what is known today as Israel on land that was inhabited by the Palestinians. The United Nations actually later on divided the land between, and what is called the partition plan, divided the land between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and Israel established its state, or the Jews established their state and the Palestinians did not, because they did not think it was fair to take more than half of their country and give it to some foreigners who just illegally immigrated to that land that was under British control. So in 1967, Israel took over the whole thing, not just the part that was actually allocated for them, but also the part that was supposedly given to be a Palestinian state. The Palestinians were forced to actually flee their homeland again, and they went into refugee camps. Some of them did remain on the land, and others have taken refuge in other states in the surroundings area. The Palestinians have started a revolution to liberate their country, their land, their people, and their futures from the Jewish Zionists who are known as the Israelis now. And that's when the PLO came into being, and with hard work, the PLO was able to actually represent the Palestinian people and negotiate on behalf of the Palestinian people with the Israelis. This was in 1993 when President Clinton actually decided that he was going to take an active role, and he did, in the process. And there comes a term that probably most of you know as the two-state solution, because they have looked for solutions to the problem between the Palestinians, who are, most of them are refugees in other countries, and the Palestinians who remained on the land with Israel. And the United States policy has always been the two-state solution, which means a state for the Jews, state for the Arabs, Muslims and Christians. And that's basically what the two-state solution is all about. The parties agreed back in 1993 under the Oslo Peace Agreement to actually sit down at the table and talk peace. They have set up some parameters that a Palestinian state should be a viable state, able to live on its own, and with East Jerusalem, which has the holy shrines, Muslims and Christians, in it as their capital. And they started talking. Now, since the beginning, the Palestinians were complaining that the Israelis are not negotiating seriously. They're just using negotiations to as a public affairs project. Basically, public relations. That, hey, we are negotiating. We are negotiating. And then they will come out crying saying, oh, we don't have a negotiating partner. In the meantime, what was allocated for the Palestinians is taken away by the Israelis. So we know that the West Bank, what is known as the West Bank, was agreed upon between the Israelis, the Palestinians, and the Americans with the Russians for what was known as the Quartet. And these people have decided that, of course, with the United Nations involved in it too, and they have agreed on the two-state solution. And Israel keeps saying, yeah, yeah, we are for the two-state solutions. Now, saying one thing and doing the opposite, it doesn't work. Because that's exactly what the Israelis have done. They talk peace. They talk negotiations, but they're not negotiating. And today I'm going to discuss the resignation, actually, of one important member of the Palestinian negotiating team, Dr. Mohammad Shathia. And he is a Central Committee member with Fatah and also a minister. And we'll go to your phones when we come back.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to your phone calls before I get started on why Dr. Mohammad Shathia has actually resigned. So here we go, and we are going with Let's see. We are David in California on line one. David.
Yes, how are you, Doctor?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I hope you're staying warm this weekend.
I wanted to ask you
a historical question and then a current question. In the historical sense, you were kind of getting to it with Palestine and the giving up of Palestinian lands to early Israel. When a lot of people don't realize that the when World War II ended, most of the major European countries had to give up their colonies. And since the Middle East was really made up of French and British colonies, I think it was Lord Mountbatten helped draw the lines for the what we see as the nations today. But those were basically allowed to be monarchies. For example, Saudi Arabia is a monarchy, if I remember right,
right.
Dubai and Jordan and whatnot. And these countries was the agreement to allow those countries to become monarchies a sort of a sop? They had to give up their colonies, but they allowed them to become monarchies as opposed to becoming republics. Caused turmoil?
The one who actually divided that whole area of what was known the Arabic-speaking areas of the Ottoman Empire after the defeat of the Ottoman Empire and modern-day Turkey was established, the British and the French knew that the ill man, this is what they actually described the Ottoman Empire to be, it was the sick man empire, they knew they're going to defeat it. And therefore, they knew they will end up with that piece of land. And they wanted to divide the pie between them before they actually got there. So what happened is, there is an agreement, a secret agreement between them, the French, and it was approved by the Russians, but it is known as the Sykes-Picot Agreement.
Okay.
And the Sykes-Picot Agreement actually took place before the war, and in anticipation that those two nations will actually win against the Ottomans. And they're the ones who took a pencil to the map and divided the countries the way they were, the modern-day Syria, modern-day Iraq, the way all these countries are, and also in the Gulf areas. And in the Gulf areas, actually, it's a little bit different. The British had occupied it, and you are right. They did not call it colonies because they were towards the end of that colonization era. So they have put these local families, and they made it monarchies, not a republic, or not republics, to basically stay in control of them, mainly because of the oil.
Sure, yeah.
And therefore, as a matter of fact, like for instance, in Jordan, the chief of staff for the army was British, and he was there in control long after the kingdom was actually became a kingdom. And they continued. So basically, yes, England and France continued in the control of these monarchies and these countries in the Middle East.
Sure. Okay. Well, that gives me. I'll look up that. You said Sykar.
Sykes. That is S I K. I want to say S Y. No, S. Probably S Y K S.
Okay.
And then Picot, the French Picot, P I C
O T
O U T. I think.
Okay. I'll look that up.
But as soon as you put, I mean, even if you don't spell it right, you're going to get the right one. The Sykes, I think it's S-Y-K-S, K-E-S, Sykes-Picot Agreement.
Okay, I'll look that up. So the other thing I wanted to is in the modern day, I'm looking at this Saudi Prince Bandar, this guy who is now the kind of, he's basically the head of the Saudi Arabian CIA.
Okay. Hold on to that thought. It is SYKESPICOT.
Okay.
Sykes Picot. It's an extremely important, this is actually an example of countries who did not own the land, divided it amongst themselves, and they gave up Palestine to the Jews of England at that time. Lord Rothschild, he was promised Palestine as a home for the Jews before they even took control of it. And that's what the Balfour Agreement was all about of 1917, November 21st, I believe, of 1917.
And you were saying that Russia was involved, or actually the Soviet Union was involved in that too?
Well, the Soviet Union was involved in the secret agreement secretly.
Yeah. And, I was going to say...
Well,
go ahead.
They had, after they had finished the agreement, they shared it with the Russians. And as a matter of fact, I forgot the Russians' foreign minister at that time who met with them. But at one time, it was known as the Sykes-Picot, whatever that Russian name agreement.
Or a triple
but
name, yeah.
Russia denied that it took part, which I don't believe the Russians took part in the divisions, but I do believe that the Russian foreign minister had actually met with Sykes and Picot to go over the agreement.
Well, would this have been while the Tsar was in or during the Soviet Union?
It would have to be while the Tsar was in, actually.
Oh, okay, because I'd heard of corruption.
Because the war, it was in early 1900, and so this would have been probably like the early 1900s, and that was...
That was World War One, yeah,
It was still, I believe it was still the Tsar in power.
1917 or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, well, where I was going to go, now I've been paying a lot of attention to this Saudi Prince Bandar, and Bandar is the head of the CIA of Saudi Arabia, and of course that's a kingdom there, and one of those kingdoms that was put together...
You're going to hate me for this.
Oh, you got a break?
Don't lose your train of thought, because I think it's very important whatever you're going to talk about. But just stay with me. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll have plenty of time to discuss this. And, I want to tell everyone, I'm going to give a phone number out. Please write it down. Everybody, get a pen and a paper, and I will be giving you this phone number again and again. And the phone number is 800-724-2719. This is a pledge drive that RBN is doing. And I do encourage all our listeners, if you do like our program, please call that number and make a pledge of whatever you want. And we'll give you the phone number again when we come back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues. We're coming to you live from the Republic, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about republics, and so we're coming from the Republic. Okay, well, let me mention one more time before we get to talking, and then I'll forget. The RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is having a pledge drive for $100. Now, remember, you don't have to send $100, but if you can, that would be appreciated. And for that, you will receive an RBN t-shirt and a coffee mug. Now, of course, it's not for the $100, but it's to say thank you very much for your help. And now, remember, you can send anything you want. Dial 800-724-2719 and hit 0 for the operator. That number again, 800-724-2719 and hit 0 for the operator. We appreciate your support. Okay, David, let's go.
Yeah, thanks, Doctor. And by the way, during the break, I looked up that Sykes-Picot agreement, and it was 1915-1916. So it was just before the fall of the Tsar and the rise of the communists in Russia. You know, but yeah, back to old Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia. I first really ran into his name, of course, if you're a 9/11 skeptic, Bandar is the guy that made arrangements for the bin Ladens to escape right after 9/11 happened. All of the bin Ladens who were here in America were allowed to fly out. While no one else in America could fly, Bandar was the guy that made sure that the whole bin Laden family got to escape. But I ran into his name just after a couple of months ago. It was looking like the United States was going to go to war in Syria because of the chemical gassing out there. And so all of a sudden some news articles showed up saying that Bandar was the guy who secretly provided the gas and then was basically trying to trick the United States into going to war because he wanted to bring down the Syrian government for the advantage of a gas pipeline, a natural gas pipeline that would run through Syria. And I'm also guessing that there would be water pipelines that would run through Syria. And at the time of a huge drought in Syria, those water, the need for water in Syria would preclude the allowance of it going further south. So I'm just wondering if you know a lot about Bandar. I understand that he was involved in the when Jimmy Carter was losing the hostages in Iran. It was somewhat regarding Bandar. And
no.
How duplicitous Bandar, is this guy?
Bandar surfaced up as the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Washington in the early 1990s. And he took, now of course the Bush family and the Saudis, they go back a long way. And there was a tremendous and probably still a relationship, a friendship, business, whatever you want to call it,
sure,
between those two families. So Bandar had a lot of influence within the Bush administration, and the Bush administration had a lot of influence in Saudi Arabia when Bandar was actually the ambassador to Washington. And he very much solicited the attack on the Iraqi army in Kuwait when the Iraqi army actually went into Kuwait back in 1991, I believe. And the Desert Storm and Desert Shield, etc., etc. Bandar had played a big part in because there was the Arab. The Arab League had came up with a solution to the Iraqi Kuwaiti problem when Iraq actually invaded Kuwait at the instructions of the United States. That's the agony of that whole thing is the United States actually that was the one who encouraged Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait.
Right,
and he did. Oh yeah, it was a trap.
Yeah, April Glaspie, you're right.
Exactly, April Glaspie. She told him, hey, look, that's between you and them. They done you wrong. Go do whatever you want to with him.
Right.
And as soon as they, as soon as he went in there, of course, that was a trap for him. And the Arab League went in there, and they solved it. And, you know, Yasser Arafat was shuttling between Baghdad and other Arab capitals. And they had got a deal with the Iraqis. The Iraqis were going to actually evacuate and from Kuwait, but that wasn't. I mean, that's not what the West wanted. That's not what Israel wanted. That's not what the United States wanted, and that's not what the neocons want. I mean, they have been planning for this for a long time, and they wanted the Iraqi a problem finished off back in 1990, but 92. But President Bush actually did not go all the way that the Zionists wanted him to do, which is to finish off the regime of Saddam Hussein so they can start the implementation of their plan to destroy and control the Middle East. So in 1996, when they actually wrote the Clean Break document, which finally George Bush, the son, went in there and accomplished what they wanted his dad.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Bender, who supplied the you see, I mentioned this, by the way, on my radio program when it took place, when the United States and England all of a sudden pulled back and they said, oh, we need to go to our parliaments and Congress to get approval, when their hand was actually on the trigger ready to push the button because of the fact that the ones who actually used the gas, it was not the Syrians, it was the rebels. Now, who gave it to them at that time, it was not known, but it was known to the Russians, and the Russians very much told the Americans, if you attack Syria, we are going to expose this. And just imagine if the United States went in there, bombed Syria, and then the next morning, after Syria is in ruin, the Russians would show and expose who actually used the gas, that it was the rebels who used the gas. And imagine what would the United States would have to do. Are they going to go and bomb the rebels? You know, that would have put the United States in a big, big mess with the world community, with its own.
Sure.
It's like, wait a minute, you know, you wanted to go after the ones who did this, and the ones who did this now, it's not the regime, it's the rebels.
And much less that the rebels were somewhat tied to Al-Qaeda, and if you've been keeping up with Bandar has now done two negotiations with Putin of Russia, and in the first one, the transcripts have been released, and it turns out that Bandar was threatening Putin with Al-Qaeda violence during the Olympics that are coming up in Russia, and he's basically admitting that he is the leadership of Al-Qaeda. So if the Saudi Arabian CIA guy is the leadership of Al-Qaeda, buddy.
Okay. Let's just go back, and I'm going to have to actually let you go because this here, we need like a whole program for this. But let me say this before I let you go. Al-Qaeda was always an entity, a tool of very much the CIA, the United States, and its cronies, including the Saudis. There's no such a thing as Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is an operative that the CIA pushes whenever they want them to go. They want them to go to Afghanistan. They want them to go to Yemen. They want them to go to Syria. They want them to go to Iraq. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but after we went in there and attacked the regime, there was Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I'm going to have to let you go because we're going to have to take a break here, and then when I come back, I still have some more people on the line. Thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate it.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get back on the subject, actually, that we were talking about, which is the Palestinian-Israeli negotiations. And I appreciate Dave and his call, and it was extremely important, by the way, but it did take us away from the original subject. But let me just mention this. So it looks like we're probably going to have to talk about this next week too. But I'm going to read a couple of lines from an article that Dr. Mohammad Shatia, who is a minister within the Palestinian Authority and Central Committee member with Fatah organization, which is the largest PLO faction. This is what he said. He said the decision to accept the two-state solution was not easy for the Palestinian people. Our declaration, or actually he said for the people of Palestine, our declaration of independence in 1988, the acceptance of a state of Palestine on the 1967 border was a huge and painful concession for the sake of achieving peace with Israel. So the Palestinians in 1988, they did say that, look, okay, we want peace with Israel. Let's forget about all this fighting. We do accept a state on the 1967 borders. And I continue. to this day, we have not seen any such process of compromise on the Israeli side. Quite the opposite, in fact. And unfortunately, we have seen little in the way of international interventions. The historic Palestinian compromise has never been matched by any Israeli government since 1967. Israel's policy has been guided by one aim, to take as much Palestinian land with the lowest number of Palestinians while making life so unbearable for Palestinians that they are directly or indirectly forced to leave. This colonization process, a war crime under international law, is the biggest obstacle to achieving the two-state solution, a solution born out of international consensus. The Israeli government is fully committed to this illegal enterprise, de facto rejecting the two-state solutions. So the Israelis are telling the world one thing, but they are doing completely the opposite. They're not negotiating with the Palestinians. And as a matter of fact, in his article, Dr. Shatia has actually challenged on the negotiating table, challenged Benjamin Netanyahu if he can get his government, the government that he has chosen. See, he chose his partners in government, the coalition that he had formed to form a government. Half of them, they are for expansion, the settlement, and the other half are against releasing any Palestinian prisoners. It is a Likudnik Zionist government that Netanyahu has. It is a government that does not want peace with the Palestinians. It's a government that wants to take more and more land, wants to kill more and more Palestinians, wants to keep Palestinians in prisons, wants to build settlements on the land that was allocated and agreed upon between the parties that is going to be the Palestinian state. So now this is what we have. We have the challenge on the table. Go get an approval from your government, Mr. Netanyahu, that you actually believe in the two-state solution. That's it. If you think that you want to negotiate with the Palestinians on the two-state solutions as you speak, go get an approval from your cabinet that they are for the two-state solutions. Okay. Having said that, I do want to go back to the phones. We have Art on line two. Art.
Good afternoon, Dr. Talawi.
Good afternoon.
I'll make this short, sweet, simple, and right to the point, and this is actually on point here. I challenge anyone, go back in history since the very beginning of the recognition of the State of Israel, which I don't recognize. You show me one time, and I don't care, be it the Oslo Accord or whichever one you want to pull up. You show me one treaty, one peace agreement, one whatever, that Israel has actually upheld and lived according to, because you can't. They have violated, and in many cases brutally violated, every single peace treaty, every single peace agreement they have ever made. Now, what makes anybody think for one second that they have any intention of changing? My attitude is pretty simple. Israel, you've shown your true colors. You're on your own. You made your bed, now you got to sleep in it.
Well, I could not have said it better myself. And I do, just to add to what you said, Art, I do believe it is something that they say, it's a prayer that they say every year. I think it's in Yom Kippur. They say that all agreements we made with the Goyim will be null and void. I forget the name of that prayer they do on Yom Kippur. But that answers your question why they don't go through their agreements, because they take a pledge that they're null and void before they even make them. Let's go to Frank in West Virginia. Frank.
Hey, Dr. Twy, long time no talky speak.
Man, I kind of missed you. I don't know what happened. Hello.
In the middle of a blizzard now. I got on the call with me, King from God's Distress. We've been listening to you, and he disagreed with you on certain points, all right? Mm-hmm. But I just want to bring up, I think we need to put on hold this Palestinian issue until we can figure out the Syrian-Lebanon Jordanian, Egyptian, Libyan, and the Sinai.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, they're more important right now.
I disagree with you. They're not more important, and that's what actually your buddies, the Israelis, that's why they are creating all this mess all over the place, so they can get away with what they're doing in Palestine. You didn't think about it that way? So as a matter of fact, Mr. Right. Frank, you need to change your thinking that if we can get Israel to solve its problem with the Palestinians, then everything will be okay, and once Israel solves its problems, then they will take their hands off of Lebanon and Syria and Jordan and Iraq. And, you know, who you think got these countries in the mess they are in? It is Israel, and it is the Zionists who actually did all that so they can. I mean, they planned this. Go read about it. They planned it. Just go read Strategies for Israel in the 1980s. Read the Clean Break document, and you will see it was all written there.
Well, can we first start with Hamas getting along with Hezbollah?
Forget about Hamas and Hezbollah. If you take care of the Palestinian-Israeli issue, you will take care of everything. But you see, as Dr. Shatia actually has said, we are negotiating with a party that is a nuclear power, a party that has the Congress of the United States on its side, that has the money and the army and the military of the United States on its side, and we are negotiating with them, and they know that. So they don't have to give us anything. So let's stop this crap about negotiations. Israel is not going to do anything until the international community steps in and actually do it. Now, he was questioning, why do we have a Geneva for Iran? Now we're talking about a Geneva for Syria. Why no one is talking about Geneva to actually take care of this dilemma that's been lingering around for many, many years between the Palestinians and the Israelis? And he's correct. Let's get the world involved in taking care of this problem. I mean, if you can't take care of the problem with Iran and Syria, you sure can't go into Geneva and have a Geneva conference to settle the problem between the Palestinians and the Israelis, because the Israelis will not give up anything until somebody makes them do it.
Here are the Palestinians that we're dealing with. The guy from Gaza, and King, you want to comment on any of this? The dude headed in the West Bank. All right? The whole region's destabilized. Now, I hope you know that.
It will be stabilized if your friends in Tel Aviv would take their hands off of Gaza and will take their hands off of the West Bank. Why are you dealing with the symptoms but not with the cause? Deal with the cause of the problem, and then the symptoms will go away. Why is your thinking that way, Frank? Why don't you think with me? Let's take care of the cause, not the symptoms. Gaza will be fine, the West Bank will be fine, the whole area will be fine if we can get Israel to respect itself and respect the agreement that it had made with others. Your turn.
Well, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it. It's cold. I'll be down your way here in a little bit, man. Back to Alabama there, Dr. Tomorrow.
Okay, well, Frank, let's get started on this early next week. Remember, it's 2 o'clock Central. All I have time is to say now is go do the right thing. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Good night. With